They call it the Central Wisconsin Action Camp. It got the attention of the U.S. Forest Service and the Taylor County Sheriff's Department. But Sheriff Bruce Daniels says everything was fine. He saw a group of dedicated people training in a torrential downpour.
They were peaceful and a group of people out, you know, enjoying the northern Wisconsin weather, and they did have a specific training objective. But
they did everything within the law. Thistle Peterson with Madison Action for Mining Alternatives cooked for 70 hungry campers.
It was just a bunch of people hanging out, learning how to climb trees and being with each other in our solidarity and eating great food in the woods.
They also learned to chain themselves to machines with a bicycle lock and how to tie knots. Peterson says people came from all over the state and the Twin Cities. Some of them are veterans of civil disobedience at the Crandon Mine protests of the 1990s or Republican National Convention in 2008.
It's people who are willing to put their bodies on the line to stop the mining company from going in on the land. So whatever you want to call that, and to do it respectfully and without, you know, attacking anyone. I mean, we're not a violent organization.
Peterson says they expect to make a difference by stopping the mine. Gagibic Taconite has applied for an exploration permit, which would mean moving a drilling platform into the Pinoki Range as early as next month. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.